Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Does your fitness club have a dirty little secret? Bugs that cause colds and flu, athlete's foot, skin infections are really everywhere. I remember the days when I was a fitness director and I used to walk around that place looking at things going, oi, can we fix this? Can we fix that? My guest is Lisa Haney. She's the senior health editor for Fitness Magazine. So tell us about the germs at the gym, Lisa.
Yeah, well, the good news, you're right, they are everywhere and there are a lot of hot spots to look out for. But we do have tips for how to protect yourself, so it's not an excuse to skip the gym.
All right, so tell us those tips.
Okay, so one of the biggest hot spots are the free weights, the weight machines, and the exercise balls. And the reason those are such hot spots for viruses that cause colds and flu is that so many people handle them and they're not often wiped down. So what you want to do is you want to make sure that you wipe the equipment with a disinfectant spray before and after you use it. And most gyms now do have these sprays, and they're usually by the cardio machines. And if your gym doesn't have one, you can carry an antibacterial gel, rub that on your hands before and after the workout.
Do you think people are going to look at you like you're nuts and, oh, please, come on, you know? But, I mean, it is really disgusting. People sweat all over that stuff.
Yeah, they do. And I think a lot of people are aware now, and it is very polite and good gym etiquette to wipe down the equipment after you use it as well. So I think people will appreciate it.
Okay, good. So where are some of the other hot spots?
So another one is the locker room. And that's because it's so sweaty and humid in the locker room. It's a perfect environment for germs to lurk. And one of the biggest problems is that people, are walking in there with their sneakers from off the street. So they're carrying really gross things like fecal matter, different organisms on their shoes. And that gets on the floor, it gets on the benches. So you want to make sure, one thing that you might not realize is you should not sit on the bench when you're naked. You can actually get a yeast infection from the bench.
Well, so people don't think about that, Lisa, because when you say fecal matter, they come in from the street, they take their shoes off and set them on the bench next to them.
Right.
They don't always leave their shoes on the floor. They take them off, set them on the bench because they're going to put them in their locker.
Right, or they have their gym bag and then they put it on the floor, then they put it on the bench. So they're constantly spreading a lot of these germs.
That's so gross.
So definitely don't sit naked on the bench, and you see people doing that all the time. And another big thing is to wear flip-flops in the locker room and in the shower. That will really avoid getting athlete's foot.
You wear them in the shower. We've heard that for a few years. So what about the hot tub? If you want to use the hot tub, I'm a little afraid of public hot tubs myself, but I mean, are they generally safe? Is there any sort of cleaning thing that has to go on?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on the club and, what their cleaning procedures are. But like everything, you just need to be a little careful. I think a good thing to do is not to shave your legs before or after going into the hot tub. And that way you don't have any nicks or scrapes, that could be prone to infection.
Well, and along those lines, what about the pool?
It is good to shower as well.
Yeah, and to shower after.
Yeah, shower after. In the pool, so one good tip, the pool could actually, the CDC found that 62% of pool-related diarrhea outbreaks were caused by basically a pathogen that's resistant to the chlorine. So you do want to be careful in the pool. One tip is that if it smells super chloriney, that's actually a bad sign because the chlorine smell is released when it's actually reacting with the microorganisms. So if it smells overwhelmingly like chlorine, that means there's a lot of dirty bugs in there.
Oh, my goodness. And people, that's a myth you just busted right there, Lisa, because people really have always thought the over-chlorine smell means, ooh, they really keep this pool clean. I may get chlorine on me or bromine or whatever, but they must keep it real clean to smell like that, and it's really just the opposite.
Completely the opposite. And another good thing is you can wear goggles and a swim cap and earplugs, and that will help, protect all these areas that would be prone to infection.
Wow. Okay. So we've talked about the showers and the pool and the hot tub and the free weight room. What about things like the Stairmaster and the, treadmill and the elliptical and these kinds of things?
The cardio machines are also a hot spot. They're not quite as bad as the free weights and the weight machines, because the cardio machines do tend to get wiped down more, because a lot of gyms will have these disinfectant sprays that are right by the machine. But that said, there was a recent study that found 63% of the machines that had been disinfected still had traces of rhinovirus, which can cause the common cold. So you do always, even if you saw someone wipe it down before, just wipe it again, be extra careful. Wipe down the seat and also the handles. So before and after you use it.
Well, and the handles for sure, because people do wipe their sweat, you know, they and then they're holding on to those handles. And so, yeah, I'm sure that that's everywhere. Now, also water bottles. The water area, maybe they have one of those water, you know, machines that come in, or you're bringing your own water bottles in. Is there something that says we shouldn't be reusing our own water bottles? How do we do that?
Right. So the best tip is to get a water bottle that has a really wide mouth and has a screw top. And that's because it's easier to clean. So you want to avoid the ones that have a pull-up spout or a built-in straw, because those could harbor more bacteria and germs. So if you get one of these wide mouth ones that has a screw tap, you can wash it in the dishwasher daily. And then it's a really good idea to actually store it in your refrigerator, because germs are more likely to form when the bottle's warm. So you want to keep it cold.
Oh, people don't even realize that. And what about, you know, you're walking around, you're looking at things in the club, you know, there's couch areas maybe where they have coffee or water again. I mean, do you want to be one of those people that puts a towel down everywhere you go and sit?
Well, I mean, you don't want to be too extreme, but I mean, if you are sweaty, I mean, it's just to be a little bit careful about where you are sitting, if other people have been sitting there and they've been sweaty as well. But speaking of towels, that's another area. You know, you might think you're grabbing a clean one, but a lot of times at the gym, they use the same hampers to transport the dirty towels and the clean ones.
Oh.
So they could pick up things like E. coli or staph germs. So it is a good idea to bring your own towel. And one good thing is, if you're using the towel while you're on the cardio machine, you can mark one side of your towel with an X, with a permanent marker, and then always keep that side on the machine, and then use the other side to wipe your face. So if you're always doing that, then you're going to be protecting, you know, which side is touching your skin.
That's a great bit of advice right there, is to put the X, because I'm never sure which side I put down.
Yeah, and as soon as you pick it up, you kind of forget, right?
You kind of forget, and then you're like, oh, geez, I don't want to wipe my face with this. Was that the side that I just had down on the bench? You know, and you think to yourself, so how smart is that? You put the X, and that's always what goes down. So in the last minute here, Lisa, give us your very best advice for avoiding some of those germs at the gym, and you've really opened our eyes and enlightened us about some of the lovelier things that go on, but give us your best advice.
Okay, so I think you should always cover any cuts or broken skin with a bandage before you go to the gym. Wash your hands before and after your workout. Always wipe down the machines before and after. Bring your own water bottle, your towel if you can. Another thing is the exercise mat. It's a good idea to bring your own yoga mat. Don't sit on the bench naked, as I already mentioned. It's a good idea not to shave in the gym. If possible, just do that at home. And it is always better to shower at home if you can do it.
Well, and I like the advice about bringing your own yoga mats, because when you see the mats in the aerobic rooms and they're just piled up and someone's done with them, you know, they just pile them right back up. So, you know, that's great advice. And tell people, Lisa, where they can get more information about germs in the gym and other things.
Right. You can go to fitnessmagazine.com.
Fitnessmagazine.com. You are listening to Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine. Remember, you can always listen anytime on demand or on the go at radiomd.com. Scroll around, check it out, learn something with us. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.